Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Welcome everybody again to A Very Private Matter, a very special podcast with Tomas Anders. And like all the times before, we're sitting right in the middle of your beautiful house here in Koblenz in Germany. Tomas Anders is not your born name, right?
No, it isn't.
We never talked about this. When was the moment that you decided to be Tomas Anders for the world outside?
Well, it was not my decision to change names or to put it into an artist name. It was when I just signed, or my father signed my first record contract, mm-hmm. because I wasn't allowed doing this because of age. But the record company and my producer, they came to me and they said, well, you know, your real name, it's Bernd Weidung, mm-hmm. which is to say very German. But even it sounds complicated, the name is not complicated, but I just remembered when I was in school and, you know, every year after when a new teacher is coming into the classroom and he was asking, you know, all of the students, you know, what's your name? The teachers always ask twice when they heard my name. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was logic. It's, you know, it was mm-hmm. a logical thinking. Just give me an artist name. But, you know, maybe, you know, all the listeners and you by yourself, you can think about, you know, I will come to you and say, from tomorrow on, you need a new name. And what name do you choose? Because this is a name maybe for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And my producer came to me and said, well, the head of the record company, his last name was Anders. Mm-hmm. And he said, maybe if you take this name, we will get more budget for the productions.
Pretty clever.
But I don't know if it worked out. And but, you know, the surname, mm-hmm. we were still looking for the surname. And at that time, Tommy, it was like a youngster, very, very, he was very famous. He was an idol for all the young people. So it was an artist and an actor. And then they said, well, Tommy is so popular at the moment. What do you think about when you take the name Tommy Anders? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it. And, you know, it was in the age of 15, 16. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, gosh, I said, when I'm just reflecting, when I'm old, like 29 or something like this.
Old, yes.
I don't want to name Tommy anymore. What do you think about Thomas? And, well, to make a long story short, from that day on, my second name was Tomas Anders.
Tomas Anders. So they went with it. Today, are there people who still call you Bernd Weidung?
My closest friends. Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. And it's very funny. This, for me, it's like, it's very strange. The very, very hardcore fans, they call me Bernd.
Oh.
Maybe they will show that they are closer.
Okay, because they know something. I know something that you
something
don't know.
More. So I'm behind the scenes, you know? But to be really honest, I'm, you know, 98% in my life, I'm Tomas Anders.
Okay. And you're fine with this. It's a nice sounding name. It's it was never a problem for you.
I think it's very international. You know,
that's true.
Yeah. Thomas Anders, this is mm-hmm. German. Thomas Anders, it mm-hmm. sounds English. Scandinavian countries and Thomas Andersen, so mm-hmm. Anderson. So mm-hmm. you know, it's very, you know, it's not difficult to pronounce.
Okay.
So very funny story was when we've been with Modern Talking on the World Music Award mm-hmm. award show, and we got an award for I don't know 1 million blah, 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 albums in half a year or whatever. And Markus Schenkenberg, the model, you know, mm-hmm. maybe some of you will know him, and he was introducing us. And he said, it was really funny, he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, now the next award is for Modern Talking. Please welcome on stage Mr. Thomas Anders and Dieter Bohlen." And I thought, oops.
Bad choice of name.
Be careful with your name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you know, there are funny stories behind my name. So I remember, excuse me, I remember once I was with my wife, with Claudia, in Berlin, and we were shopping and, you know, had some, I don't know, shoes, blah, 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 stuff like this. And on my credit card, that was my real name,
Bernd Raunfeindung. Mm-hmm.
And today, all my credit cards are in Thomas Anders, and my passport has two names, and my ID card, two names, and, you know, everything has two names. And even my car, you know, the security is on Thomas Anders. And so I gave my card, the Bernd Raunfeindung credit card, mm-hmm. And the lady at the counter, she was looking at the card and said, one second, please. And so she just went around the corner, and it was, mm-hmm. You know, the design from the store was open. And so she went to the phone and she was calling, maybe, you know, it was the head of the shop, whoever. And she said, "I have a major problem. This is Thomas Anderson here, is here, and has a stolen credit card." And I'm just looked around the corner and said, excuse me, I can explain it to you if you want. So from that, you know, point, I said to myself, it makes no sense anymore, because for the public, I'm Thomas Anders.
Thomas Anders. So, but you're legally, this is, your passport is for Thomas Anders, so you can legally use this name.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're not just talking about your name, because your name didn't make you famous. Well, we don't know, but we're talking about your music. Right in the middle of a young rising star, sort of, in the German music scene. What happened next? What was the next hit that you recorded?
You're talking about a hit?
Yes, I'm talking about a hit.
Oh gosh, no, I had with another producer, and, you know, at that time a very, very famous singer in Germany, mm-hmm. Gigi Anderson. Okay. He, you know, produced a single, but it didn't turn out very well. And the next song was a song, German cover version from F.R. David's "Pick Up the Phone."
Okay.
And F.R. David is, you know, French, and his smash was "Words."
Yeah.
It was a world hit, you can say. And the second single was "Pick Up the Phone." And at that time, the publisher mm-hmm. Owns the rights of "Pick Up the Phone." And the publisher decided, okay, if Thomas Anders would like to record the German original version from the song, we have our own producer in our house, and he will produce the song. And this producer was Dieter Bohlen.
Oh.
So we met each other. It was, I think, in the end of 82. something like this.
So you're 19 at this point?
Yes.
So, okay. So you meet him. And you say you worked with different producers. Gigi Anderson was before Dieter Bohlen, then there was Dieter Bohlen. How was the process? So people just like told you, okay, Thomas, we're going to try another producer. Maybe that works out.
You know, the first producer was, his name was Daniel David.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the producer from my first three German singles. It was Judy, Du weinst um ihn in German, and it was Es war die Nacht der ersten Liebe, the night of
the first love, yeah.
And then I changed record companies. And it's very often when you're changing record companies, they have their own very liked producers. And so the producer team was Gigi Anderson with his partner in business with Bernd Dietrich. And so they recorded this one. And now we had the point, like I said, that the rights from Pick Up the Phone, and that means even for the German version, was in a company in Hamburg, a publishing company, and they decided that Dieter Bohlen will be the next producer.
Because he was with this publishing company.
He was with the publishing company, exactly. And so I had, you know, because of a song, another producer.
Okay, this is a tough question, but 19-year-old Thomas Anders meets Dieter Bohlen the first time. Was it like strings in the air because you said, okay, this is my future partner? Or did you like him? I was just trying to make this question a little easier, but did you like him?
First of all, I didn't know him.
Okay.
Because he was a producer in that record company.
Mm-hmm.
And he had... he made a cover version from a song several years ago before it. And, but I never paid attention to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met him and we liked each other. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because it was, you know, very open and, you know, we were talking about music and I stayed in his place, in his home.
Oh,
you know, with his wife It was a great time. So we went to the studio and I recorded Was macht das schon? So Pick Up the Phone in German. Yeah. And I recorded the song. And so we really had a great time.
Okay. So, he's a little bit older than you. But
9 years, yes.
9 years older than you. Okay. So this was like a really established... You're laughing while you're laughing?
Because he's 9 years older.
Okay. At this point, it was positive for him. At now it's, yeah, okay. Well, anyways, so you met him and you guys, you just kicked off pretty good at this moment.
Yeah, but the song was a flop.
The song was a flop. Was he different? I mean, I just try to understand. So, first of all, you did work with Gigi Anderson with the new company. So, producers were like your guides. They told you more emotion, whatever.
Whatever.
And now there was Dieter Bohlen. Was his work different from the work that you experienced before with different producers?
No, to be really honest on that point, with all other producers I've worked till today, it's always the same,
okay,
more or less.
Yeah,
because I know what I'm doing. Okay, in that times it was, you know, I was young and was not that experienced, but I knew how to sing, and so for me, it was all the time very, very easy to work with all of my producers. And to put it on the point, the best time in our both lives, from Dieter and from me, was always the time in the studio.
Okay.
So we matched perfectly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, actually, when he was sending me some demo tapes with new songs, I knew exactly, and even will know it today, I knew exactly how he is feeling the song.
Okay.
And I have the talent to reproduce it with my voice. And so to say it again, it was the best time for both of us ever when we've been in the studio.
I think this is very, it's a very special moment because everybody is reading in the press that there were problems with you and Dieter and, you know, the fights and whatever. But you're talking pretty, pretty nice about him, that you guys just matched.
In the studio.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe, you know, this is psychologic when I will say what I would. Maybe something changed for him when he is in public.
Okay.
Maybe he has to play a role.
Okay.
Maybe he has to do this, whatever. But when we were completely based on music, then it was really, really, you know, easy working with him.
Okay. So he's a good producer. That's what you're saying.
He knows exactly what the people will hear.
Uh-huh.
And he has the talent to write songs that people would like to hear, that songs which are very catchy. And he, what is not talking about so often, but he has a very, very good team who's working for him.
Okay.
And helping and bringing new sounds. And at the end, he has to make the decision, but there are some people who are working for one project or for one album, for one song or whatever. But in the studio, I say it again, it was a great time.
It was a great time. Okay, so you met and you did this first single and it was not working well. Tell me, what does it mean, not working well? You must have some success, otherwise the record company would tell you, come on, Thomas.
Yeah.
Did you never think
becoming
a teacher or whatever?
Yes. We're selling roundabout 30,000 units in Germany.
Well, that's not a success. That's actually successful, I would say.
Not in that times.
Okay.
Today it would be number one for weeks.
Yeah.
But in that times, you needed between 40 and 50,000 units to entering the charts.
Okay, to just enter the charts. Okay.
To just enter the charts.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about in that time, if you have had a number one in the charts, you were selling plus or minus 1 million units.
Okay. So that's the reason why you said it was not successful.
Yeah. You have to put it in relation, you know. Today it would be very successful, but not 30 years ago.
So Thomas Anders is 19 years old, and he meets Dieter Bohlen. You produce a record which sells but doesn't sell enough. Right now you finished school by that point.
It was over. Yes, it was over, finally.
You're still living at home or you just...
I was living at home at that time, yes. Still.
Okay.
Still. I moved out in the late 1980s? No. When I was 19.
Okay.
At the end of, you know, when I'm just turning into 20.
Okay. You made money still with your live gigs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it was just producing, but you did make money with selling the records.
Yeah, but not big money. You know, 30,000 units. Mm.
Okay. Okay, so first single with Dieter Bohlen. You guys just click. And it's kind of a good relationship that you develop in terms of music relationship. Mm-hmm. Next single, again Dieter Bohlen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this single didn't turn out very well either.
Okay.
What is it called? It was Wovon träumst du denn?
Okay. About what are you dreaming?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
who wrote that song?
Dieter.
Okay. So right now you're entering the Dieter Bohlen cosmos. He writes the song and he produces them and you sing them.
Okay. The first one, you know, was macht das schon, was a cover.
Yeah.
And then we had this Wovon träumst du denn?
Yeah.
This was written by Dieter. And then another track came up. The song was called Endstation Sehnsucht.
Okay.
And it didn't turn out very well.
And again, written by Dieter Bohlen.
By Dieter Bohlen. But then I had the same thing like with Pick Up the Phone. There was a band's name. Band's name was Real Life.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a very smash in Germany, and I made a cover version to the song.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because it was, the original was in English, and I said to Dieter, well, to be really honest, I would love to sing maybe in English, and it's more modern, it's younger. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about it? And he said, well, it would be hard because the record company is building you up as a German-speaking artist. And, you know, we put so much money in it. And now if you change it, the people won't understand. And you have to decide, will you go this way or will you go that way or whatever? And I said, yes, but okay. I sung the German cover version.
Mm-hmm.
Send Me an Angel. The song was called Send Me an Angel in English. And then it was beginning of October in 84. I was in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the studio to just record a new German single.
Mm-hmm.
But my interpretation is that my wish to sing in English was something, made something up with Dieter's, you know, songwriting. Because I was done pretty fast with the song in the studio. And
you mentioned that before, that you're always pretty fast.
Yes, thanks God. And because I'm going to the studio, you know, very well prepared. And maybe have the talent just to feel it right away, what is the topic of the song and whatever. And then he came to me and said, you're done, so your flight back is actually in 4 hours. I wrote a song. It's in English language. And the song is called Your My Heart, Your My Soul. Would you like to sing it?
Oh, my God. That's the start of the big thing.
This was a start, and nobody knew.
Nobody knew at this moment. But we will continue to hear the story. Right now, what... you know, I don't have to forget to tell the people that they can actually participate with this podcast. If you want to ask a question for Thomas, just write us an email. The address is podcast@thomas-anders.com. So you can write emails, whatever you want to know. Thomas is willing to answer.
I try.
Yeah, you try. I try. And you also gave a promise at this point. You promised us that every podcast episode will be ended with a live song from you at the piano.
Exactly.
And just because we're sitting in your living room and your living room also has a piano, It's a perfect match, isn't it?
You know, it couldn't be better.
Wir glauben an die Liebe, die niemand sehen kann. Ein Herz erkennt die Wahrheit viel mehr als der Verstand. Vieles kann man nicht beweisen, vieles kann man nicht verstehen. Keine Nacht bleibt ewig, auch wenn die Sonne untergeht. Glaub immer daran, dass sich mit einem Augenblick alles ändern kann, weil der Himmel seine Sterne nie verliert. Und dein Herz aus Eis die Liebe wieder spürt, wenn ein Flügel dich ganz sanft berührt.
Modern Talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Tomas Anders.
Modern Talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Tomas Anders.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.